I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're all about the Archers. I'm Philippa.
And I'm Quentin.
And we're here to talk to you all about what's happened so far this week. We will be covering Sunday, the 10th of March, the 11th of March, and tonight, Tuesday, the 12th of March. There will be spoilers. Now, before we say anything else, Quentin, I think we just need to say a huge thank you, first of all, to Lauren and Katie for stepping in last week and hosting the episode while I was poorly. You were superstars. Thank you so much. But without further ado, Q, what did you think of the week so far? What did you think of tonight's episode?
It's been quite a brutal week so far. We get onto that in a minute, primarily from the likes of George and Chris as well to Alice. Tonight it was the turn of the peacemaker, Kate, wasn't it? To smooth the waters between Jacob and Yakety-Yak Paul. She calmed Jacob down and persuaded him to go and apologise to Paul. And it all went very well, I thought. I thought they were just going to talk about him being pleased that he rearranged the products for the customers. I forget the line. It was something about canine leads and something else. And he was just about to leave the door. I thought, oh, Jacob, please, please. And he did. And he apologized. And they both apologized, didn't they? Actually, I was quite impressed by Paul recognizing that he needs to grow up and not be quite so annoying. And then I love the Kate self-awareness at the end of the episode saying, I don't care. I'm not bothered who likes me or dislikes me. They can get on with it. What can I do about it? So I was quite impressed by Kate actually today. I'm a fan. I love a bit of Kate. Always stirs things up. And I thought she was good tonight. But we had some more George. What did you think about tonight then?
I was just so worried that Kate was going to say something about Alistair and Denise, because we hadn't heard Kate and Jacob discuss what he would say in his explanation. So the whole time I was grimacing, thinking,
yes,
she's going to say, oh, I'm so glad he's told you about Alistair and your mum. That makes it so much easier, because that would have been the drama moment. But thank goodness she didn't. So yes. Huge thumbs up for that. That was a relief.
But we have yet to have that moment when Paul finds out, haven't we? How will he take it? How will he take it?
I don't think he'll be happy. He's a traditionalist. He loves his dad and he loves his grandmother, and he's just got this idealized image of his parents' marriage, I think, as a lot of kids have. And so,
He's not stupid. He's probably worked out they don't really get on. And he's tonight revealed some self-awareness, not wanting to be annoying. So maybe he'll say, do you know what, Mum? I understand. I agree with you. It's going to be, as a man who's recently had a tooth pulled out, be like pulling teeth. But maybe we're in the realm of self-awareness and revelation with Kate and Paul. No, I think for the drama, Paul's going to have a great big hissy fit and not be very happy about it.
Also, we had Emma coming up with phrases this week, or tonight even. I feel like she's going to start doing a positivity channel on Instagram or something, because she was saying, Kate, first of all, we had nothing gets better by letting it fester. Easily said. And then Emma was saying, you've got to be resilient. So I felt there was a lot of this sort of positivity being crammed in. But my question to you, Quentin, is, is this going to work? The whole business idea with Emma and Ed and Will providing the guarantee.
I'm glad you've raised this. I've got in great big blue letters here on my notes, what does Emma know about tree surgery? I mean, Ed tonight said, talking about their expertise, she's never been up a bleeding tree in her life. We recently had an ash tree taken down in our garden because of ash dieback. Have they got any idea what is involved in tree surgery? We had three experienced tree surgeons here. The gear they had, the ropes, the abseiling they had to do, the weights they had to carry, huge pieces of wood falling to the ground. I don't think they have a clue about tree surgery. And Emma certainly doesn't have any.
But they are going
to scale a tree and chop it down.
They will get properly qualified, I think. Thank goodness. They will get this course. But I don't know. I was feeling positive about it.
I think they're going to realise that when they get on the course, it's beyond them.
I was feeling positive about it. And then Ed said, oh, it's only a loan. And that, so at that point, I thought, oh, no, this is going to go wrong. And I don't want it to go wrong because finally I want something to go right for Ed and Emma. But this inclusion of Will. And Will just sounds like he thinks he's Alan Sugar. He's so full of himself and he's only got this money. Because he inherited it. He's not made better choices.
He inherited it from Auntie Hilda, didn't he? I'm reading up on it tonight.
Yes.
He got 120 grand from a long distance relative. And for some reason, Ed got nothing. He was the only one who seemed to receive any money from this.
Because she wrote the will just after Will's birth. So Ed hadn't been born then.
Ah.
So that's why.
Oh, had he not? Right. Okay. Yeah. But I mean, Eddie and Clary got nothing. Is that right?
Yeah, it went to Will. I mean, people often push money down a generation. Will annoys me. And this sort of passing off of it being all his observations on the business plan when it was actually Brian.
I mean, he's Brian Light, isn't he? I mean, these smart targets. I mean, that must have made your blood boil. Smart targets, a dreadful acronym that I've forgotten what it means. So I'm glad.
Achievable, realistic targets. Yes.
Oh, right. Right. What does the S mean?
Seriously sizable.
Shoddy. Yes. Right. Okay. Yes. Kate made me laugh tonight. Jacob would like to live in an ordered world of near silence, but has chosen to live it in chaos with me. Again, more personal self-revelation by Kate. So she went up my estimation tonight. But overall, I think it's been a brutal week. As I said, George has really been... Because a few weeks ago, George laid into Ed and Emma, didn't he, about how embarrassed he was at school with this ménage à trois. And we had that great line today when Emma said, it's a three-way relationship. And he said, I wouldn't go around shouting that in the village, not with your history. I mean, that was one of my fave moments. Oh, that was a great line.
Yeah.
And he didn't pull his punches, did he? Don't be a mug, Dad. That's all I've got to say. Have you lost your mind? If these two clowns mess this up, you realise your family will be out on the street. He just went on and on. I mean, tonight he said something, didn't he? Sex ought to be banned for old people. And there's something else he said.
As much as I dislike George normally, this week I was almost agreeing with what he was saying because it hadn't occurred to Will that he could lose the house, which seemed ridiculous.
George,
and sadly,
it's a smart cookie. It's a smart.
Let's not go that
said
far.
This before.
This week,
no,
this
he
week
is.
He was making
quite
some.
Savvy.
I enjoyed hearing him talk this week, but also I think they've been very clever this week. They've given us sort of two sides of the situation with George and Will and Ed and Emma. You can see that they're doing their best to create a business and come up with an idea that could work. Mm. But George, who we don't always like being the voice of realism. And then also we had Alice and Chris. And you could see both. I could see both sides there as well. I could see Chris being very defensive and protective about Martha and Alice, but also you could see Alice's point of view. So I thought it was it's been a very clever three episodes where there's been a lot of chat. Yes.
Again, there were some brutal exchanges. That seems to me the theme of the week so far, sort of brutal honesty. Chris sort of really gave it to her, didn't he? But that's coming from a very hurt place, isn't it? Saying, I feel like I can't trust you again. You almost put Martha in a car with a drunk. This whole notion of still being very angry with her because he heard about it from Harrison, not from you. And then her pushing back, saying, I'm sorry, but, you know, Martha comes first. There's no more I can do to try. I'm working my hardest to lead a better life. What more do you expect of me? So there's a lot of pent up, let's be honest, pools of passion between them. There's sort of great connection between them. But as she said, it's always going to be difficult between us. Lots of people on social media saying, oh, it's all boiling up to them getting back together again. Will it or won't it? But what I was left with feeling, and you and I were podcasting throughout the height of our alcoholism, weren't we? Week after week. And in a way, I've got nothing left. I feel drained by sort of following her entire story. So when I hear them hammer and tongs again, pardon the forge pun, I slice like, oh, do you know, I've got nothing left, you two. Please.
But I felt we needed it because Chris and Alice Chris has been far too reasonable. He's just taking on, even though Harry was horrible to him, he didn't rail against it. And I think in a way we needed this sort of explosion for maybe Chris to be able to deal with things in a better way going forward. But we've already been talking for 10 minutes. We haven't listed any more faves and flops. Quentin, quickly, your faves,
well,
your flops.
Well, we've been doing the important stuff here.
Any other faves and flops we haven't mentioned?
Yeah, loads.
So far. Go on.
Loads of faves. All right. Kate turning up for tea at the cafe. What is that monstrosity as she looks at that hideous cowhide above her and she refuses to sit underneath it as a vegan? Love that. I love the total smut of Fallon to Kate about Emma. She's proud of the stiffness of her whip on the cream. Excellent. What else is there? I've already gone through some other faves, haven't I? Yeah, so those are my additional faves. Yes.
Okay. So, yes, carrying on from that, I love Kate saying about the hide that it was a flayed part of a once sentient creature. I thought that was a lovely way of putting it. And I love the fact that the first person into the tea room for this Mother's Day afternoon tea to get mothers away from the stress and anxiety of looking after their children was Kate, who has just spoken to her kids on the phone for a couple of minutes and that was it. So I like that. I was concerned about whether they were moving a hide or a hive. At one point, I thought they'd got Jill's bees in the tea room and were moving the hive.
I loved Emma popping up
when Chris and Alice were having their little chat and Emma opened the very squeaky, creaky gate and interrupted their rather heated discussion. And my other fave as well is Justin having a look at the business plan as well and what will come out from that. Mm. I think that could be quite funny. Mm.
I thought there's some very good sniffs from Chris. I thought he conveyed his upset very well with opportune
crying
sniffs because he had been crying, hadn't he? Yeah.
Bless him.
But
yes,
you're
food,
a bit softy for Chris, I know. Yeah.
Let me cover the food.
Idea.
Simnel cake, vegan full afternoon tea with fruit scones with jam, no butter or cream. The full works afternoon tea with meat, fish and cheese, sandwiches and cake, veg soup and toasty combo. Sounds nice. And a piece of cake. So superb food references there, I think. But now we need to head straight into flops very quickly.
Flops. I couldn't believe the cost of a hideous cowhide, £200. Each. And I've got another flop here. Oh, yeah. When Will was asking what an influencer was, and I thought, good on you, Will, because I can't bear all that culture of social media influencers. So, yeah, that was a good flop, I think, putting him down, saying, for God's sake, get a proper job, mate. How about you?
Yes, I thought the £200 per hide was ridiculous. I didn't like the fact that Tony had chosen the colour of the hide to match, he said, which I didn't know if that was to match the cows that they have or to match the tea room. But George was saying, oh, yes, it's very dark in there. So what they're doing just sounds awful. And the fact that George has to go back tomorrow to help with the hides again, how long does it take to construct this?
I
don't know.
George is far more civil to his employer. So he politely suggested a question whether it was a good idea to hang hides. So again, I say to you, George is much more savvy than you're giving him credit for, because he knows it's an appalling idea. He does.
Okay. Star of the week. Who would you say is your star
George.
Of the week? Fair enough. Yes.
Controversial, but he's had some cracking lines. And I think actually deep down, I fundamentally agree with a lot of what he has to say. He's been pretty cruel as well. But I mean, that cruel line, I don't see how you would suddenly trust the two of them who've never been successful at anything in their lives. They live in a caravan. I mean, that was an appalling line. That's half of you's laughing as well. So, but I think he spoke truth in a brutal way. How about you?
Fair enough. My star of the week is going to be controversial as well, because it's Paul, because he was very good with Jacob. He provides tissues for upset customers. He sends sympathy cards. He sends Christmas cards. This is just the loveliest thing. Team Paul all the way. But predictions. Go on, Q, before we run out of time. What's your prediction?
We pretty much said it. I think Ed and Emma's tree surgery business is not going to get off the ground. It's a Grundy endeavour. How about you?
Oh, dear. My prediction is someone, please, please, will steal the hides. And it will be like the whole bunting exercise where, yes, you know, who has stolen the hides, who stole the bunting. It could go on for years. So that's my prediction. But that's it. We've run out of time, Q. We have to go.
Already?
Thank you, everyone.
Already?
Yes. Thank you, everyone, to our patrons who took part in, yes, the spring live event last week. It was a lot of fun. You can still, if you become a patron, there'll be a link in the show notes and you can still watch that event. We answered questions, we provided an update on merchandise, and we talked about what interviews we've got coming up. So it's a lot of fun. Thanks, everyone. And on Saturday, we're back to doing interviews every 2 weeks now. And on Saturday, there will be an interview, yes, with Holly, who plays Alice. She is fabulous. We can't wait for you to hear her. Mm. But apart from that,
she was a complete delight. She was. Yes.
She really was. But for now, it's a goodbye from me.
And it's an au revoir from me.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.